we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 159 of the 8-Bit Geek. I'd like to start by saying thank you to the Academy for this wonderful award. Next to me is my wonderful wife. Thank you. Thank you to my two side pieces who have always inspired me to do my best. You are my rocks. This win, it goes out to all the fans. I, Jeremy, love you all. With me accepting this award are my two fine-ass side pieces.
Kevin. Kevin. Kevin.
Well, obviously Kevin's mic is not working.
Kevin.
he can't even defend himself. Just a lot of Kevins.
Kevin.
I'm Doug Meh.
There. Yay! Yay!
There he goes. Now it's working. We apologize for any technical issues.
Your face is a technical issue.
Oh. Heard that before.
Thomas is following.
So we just got done. We're recording a little bit late tonight. And obviously, if you're listening on a podcast, it doesn't matter because you'll listen to it whenever you want. But for those watching live, we just got done doing an interview. We can't say anything about it yet, but it's fucking awesome. Can't wait for that to come out. We'll probably drop that on Wednesday, and we'll release all the details here pretty soon on that. You can always subscribe to us if you like our banter. If you like our intros, I write those. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Audio Boom, and Stitcher Radio. And if you like anything else about the show, I guess it's Doug helps, and Kevin is a part of it too. Follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, now including Twitch, of course. And you can always support us on Patreon because that helps us. You know, it helps us pay our overhead fees for the websites and the bandwidths and all that stuff. But it also helps us with the Comic-Con that we're going down to in Houston coming in June. What do we still need money for? Well, we still want to buy more stuff and more prizes and, of course, pay for things. So
yeah.
We want to eat some lunches. So if you want to help out, you can donate at any time. $1 helps us. It goes a long way, and that's all you have to give. You can give $1 a month, and it opens you up to having so many cool things, like some extra content and some video game playing and some hangouts. And Kevin looks like your dick. So please support us on Patreon.
I better get my mouth ready.
Oh, Jesus. For those that are in our Twitch stream, if you want to donate right now, there is a donate button. And up above, up there, you can see our little thing. Look at that. We're over. We're 105% of our goal complete. But if you want to help us out even more, that's another way to do it.
This week's show is sponsored by Rain and her husband, Micro Devastation D. That means it may be micro, but it'll wreck some shit.
It'll wreck some shit.
I don't know if that's an insult or a compliment.
It's kind of like having a woodpecker just at your tree, you know?
A woodpecker or like a pecker made of wood?
No, like a woodpecker. And just instantly just... So, yeah. And so it's micro, but devastating.
Is it 10 o'clock yet?
Kevin's going to skate out of here a little bit early. He's got a show to go to and a show better than ours.
I'm going to see the Ataris. They're still around. It's awesome.
They actually put, I can't believe that they do this, but they roll out a giant like fucking thing of consoles from the 1970s and 80s. Onto the show floor, and you just sit there and watch them. You just watch. They even throw out controllers into the crowd. I mean, what's going on? Do they do that? Can you play the games that they're going to be showing?
I assumed it was like Anamanaguchi, where they actually play their music on the old consoles of the past.
Yeah, I mean that would be cool.
All their music was made through an Atari. Right.
Is that what you're expecting from the show?
Last night. Ba-da-ba-ba. Right?
And then if like everybody in the crowd gets a controller.
The boys of the summer have gone. I can't see you. It's Boys of Summer, right?
You guys are just jealous because I'm going to see a cute punk rock band, and you guys are just going to fucking play Rocket League or something.
What?
Can we talk a little bit about the Oscars? That happened last night. Mad Max won 50 Oscars, if I counted correctly. Is that correct?
What?
50 Oscars to Mad Max?
Yeah.
Doug's obviously in the chat instead of the show.
No, I'm in I guess my volume is low for me on my stream, which doesn't make sense. I had to make sure I had the right microphone selected, which I do. It's this one right here. This microphone.
Mic.
Ooh.
And Leo finally got an award.
I know, right? And there you go. So that means the Cubs definitely have to win the World Series this year. Because all these impossibles are happening.
I was really surprised. Like, I can't believe the hubbub around it. The hubbub. Because I went to work and everyone's like relieved. Like, somehow they fucking know him. And they're like, oh my God, he finally did it. You know what? Yeah, because of the fact that he's losing in life. Somehow the Oscar is he finally made it.
Now he's just going to retire from acting. He's going to be like, fuck y'all. Drop the mic. Because he doesn't need it anymore.
Yeah, he's gotten everything, right? He's played. The only reason why he's playing every one of those fucking roles in the last 4 years is to try to get a goddamn Oscar, and then he's done. He's like, he's just out the door. He's like, I got $100 million, I got my Oscar, done.
Yeah, I kind of assume that, like, literally, I saw a meme actually. It was like last night where he's holding the Oscar and it was like waiting for the feelings to kick in that like he made it, and then nothing. No, so now,
did you see the other one where they took screenshots of his finger and he's actually giving the crowd the middle finger while he's holding the envelope with his name in it?
How are you supposed to hold it then? Because you're holding the envelope, you're holding the award, you got it. Like, your middle finger is stronger than your little ring finger and everything like that.
Listen, I'm not saying that it's just to hold it. I'm just saying it's a nice way to go out. Like, I'm pretending it was done on purpose.
I kind of know what I'm
talking about.
He's like one of my favorite actors. Like he's everything he's in is fucking golden.
Yeah.
But
yeah, totally.
Except for Blood Diamond. But like, I wish. I kind of just want him to stop now. Like, ah, you did it.
What's your favorite Leo movie? Go.
Oh, Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay, Kevin.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Oh shit.
I can't even do his underbite.
Critters 3. That was his first movie.
What?
Critters 3.
God damn it, Kevin. Mine has to be the Catch Me If You Can. Is it Catch Me If You Can? The one Tom Hanks?
No, that's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he's in that too.
Yeah, he's in it too.
No, Tom Hanks.
No. Wrong question.
Wrong answer.
Wrong. Let's just do Miss Connections.
Let's do it. It's already off the rails. God damn it.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Miss Connections.
Oh, God damn it.
What did you do?
Well,
I said, what did you do? What did you not? What did you forget?
What did you not do is the correct
question. I was too busy, like, signing the song, and yeah. I got so excited from the interview and everything, I just fucked up again.
Oh, man. Departed was another good Leonardo DiCaprio movie. That's the one he should have won for.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
All right, Doug, get out of here. Bring in the other guy.
Motherfuckers.
Whoa, still better, huh?
Yeah.
I really believe that my man Walter White should have won for Best Actor last night in his movie Dumbo.
Oh, no. There was no elephant involved.
Think what you want. He was in a bathtub. I saw an elephant.
Oh, wow.
Oh, fuck, man.
I don't know if it was his or if it was mine, because I was super excited about the bathtub scenes.
Well, Sean, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Let's do this.
Let's get right into it. This is this week's Misconnection for me, Sean Pennis, your favorite host. Blue-haired Planet Fitness girl. Male for women. Loves park. My body is average. I'm 5'11", and I'm single. I'm also 27 this week.
This week.
Yeah. Not that I'm turning 27 this week, but this week I'm 27. I know this is a bit of a stretch, but I guess I just figured it would be rude to approach somebody mid-workout. Unless, of course, you're asking if they're done with the weights. You done yet, bro? You done, Brett, bro? Because apparently, people don't expect to see me at the gym, and they constantly ask if I'm done yet. Listen, I can only do 3 reps at a time, and I'm tired. I gotta take a 5-minute break in between my sets. Fucking assholes. You have blue hair, glasses, and tattoos. I see you all the time at Planet Fitness. I just wanted to say that I find you absolutely beautiful. If for some reason you end up seeing this and felt like grabbing coffee or something, by all means, respond. This is from your geeky metal guy, Sean Pennis.
So who's your favorite metal band there, Sean Pennis?
Oh, totally System of a Down.
Wow. Good seeing you again, Sean.
Limp Bizkit.
John Mayer.
Oh, shit. John Mayer shreds, man. He's just like, digga, 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 wow, 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 digga, 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 digga. Your body is a wonderland. Your pussy is a wonderland.
Oh, I want to swim in it all day.
I'm going to pregame some ibuprofen after this. You guys are making my head hurt.
All right. Hey, everybody. What's going on? Hey.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Hi, Marky.
Why wait so long to respond, okay?
Because I was still laughing.
I demand respect around here, okay? Anyways.
I just didn't think you'd be here because you were busy not winning anything at the Oscars last night.
Well, I was too busy, okay? Because I was busy. I'm busy looking up parts and doing stuff in my new role, okay? I'm playing a geek. And so I've been researching a lot, okay? So fuck the Oscars. Wasn't there. Busy doing shit, okay? So this goes out to one of the girls, okay?
The one of the what?
The girls. Free geek, okay? Cute blonde looking for a laptop. Power adapter. I could be a power adapter. Male for woman at Free Geek, okay? Body, hella fit. Height, 5'5", but between you and I, 5'7". Status, always single, okay? Hi. You were asking the clerk for some help getting some power adapters for your laptop. I can help you do that. Why don't you ask me? I had to be somewhere, you know, because I'm a movie star, the other day. Otherwise, I would have helped for free. Do you like to, you know, are you down to listen to some mellow tunes like John Mayer? I'm thinking about going to see an old band member play in this dead cover band tonight. You know, it's Saturday. Dot, dot, dot. P dot S dot. I think that's P.S. I'm a guy who suggested Goodwill around the corner. Because I'm also, you know, looking into that for a role. Anyway, Marky Mark out. Love you long time.
Now, here's a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
You mentioned that do you like listening to some mellow tunes like John Mayer? And then you mentioned you have an old band member playing in a dead cover. Isn't John Mayer in like the Grateful Dead cover band with the dude from Grateful Dead?
Listen, I don't want to talk about it, okay? But
why would the guy from Grateful Dead be in a Grateful Dead cover band?
Dude, I swear to God, it's like him and like other people, him and John Mayer and other people. And I don't know if they are a Grateful Dead cover band, but they totally played a Grateful Dead song on Jimmy Fallon the other night.
I didn't want to talk about it because I wanted to surprise her and just be like, look how famous I am. I took you to this nice show. Meet John Mayer, okay? Real sexy shit. Anywho.
Real sexy shit.
Anywho, I think it's Kevin's turn.
Kevin,
talk about some guzz.
This one.
is long shot. Muffed. Male for tail?
Titty. Male for titty.
Male for titties. This is at the Midland Walmart. My age is 26.
I'm pretty sure it's male for teen, right?
Oh. Uh-uh. I ain't going to jail again. This one is one I was so excited I didn't even put a period in this sentence. So nope. We're just going to try to barrel through this because this is how we roll. Holy shit. You caught me staring at your ass, lol. You were bent over getting by. What the fuck was I drinking when I wrote this?
I often ask myself the same question.
You caught me staring at your ass, lol. You were bent over getting bottled waters when I noticed your ass. You stood and caught me staring at you. You waved and winked. I know this is long shot, but I hope you read and respond really soon. ..
Here's a hint. Early.
All those periods just ended up at the end, baby. They just wanted to get to the end. Here's a hint. A black man with dreads. !! Conversations.
Please stop that.
Baby, my trainer's coming and I'm about to roll on out.
Oh, what time does it get on board? I want to jump on it.
Baby, the whole train comes 24 hours a day, if you know what I'm saying.
That's funny.
I don't think they make stops in Boston or whatever the hell you at, though, Maki.
I'm Maki Mock.
Yeah, that's real cute.
I'd like to introduce you to my teddy bear.
Baby, they call me Teddy Bear. They call me Teddy Rubskin. You put something in my butt and I'm going to be singing to you all night, girl.
Oh, shit.
Holla if you hear me.
You guys see any movies this week?
No.
Okay. Well,
I saw Deadpool that one time. Yeah, that was too. Cool.
Well, everybody's still seeing it because it made $31.5 million in week three, putting it at $285.6 million for three
Good.
Weeks. Good Lord. I think it just passed like another Marvel movie for some other record in the every book in the West.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. Oh, hey, Eddie the Eagle made $6.3 million in his first week. So that's something. Right? Jesus. Gods of Egypt came out. That made $14 million. And that's a terrible movie.
Yeah. Terrible. Bunch of white
that's
dudes.
That's definitely not getting a sequel.
That movie, it fails from like the same like problem I've had with the like Legend of Tomorrow Flash stuff, where it's like they go back to Egypt and it's a bunch of white dudes and like this is not right at all. Like yeah. Like not only is it like historically inaccurate, like it's just you there's no actors, you can't find anybody, like there's no black actors.
There's you know, no, it'd be funny. This is gonna win an Oscar
for special effects.
No, not even
for best actors.
For best actors.
Yeah.
Best actors in a role of from the fucking past. From probably not. It won't win anything.
No. It looked like dog shit.
Yeah.
Let's see a movie that let's jump into the news.
Okay.
Fox has went ahead and got rid of Gambit.
Yeah, what the fuck was up with that? Didn't they already have what's his name on that? Like the fucking Magic Mike?
Yeah, Channing Tatum.
They had Channing Tatum, but it's been in production. It's had production issues, right? So the film previously lost director Rupert White, and so creative differences. And mm-hmm. then they got Doug Liman.
There's not even a Z. It's Liman. The Z is silent and also
it's
invisible.
Silent and invisible. Kind of like John Cena. Mm-hmm. You just can't see it.
You can't see me. My John Cena figure. Thanks, Thomas. So awesome. Very accurate.
So, but that it got pushed out. And so I guess It might come back. I mean, maybe they rework the script and they get somebody else. And I don't know. Do you guys see Channing Tatum pulling off Gambit anyways?
No.
Not really. No.
Yeah.
I think the only person, I don't know, man. If you had to get like a dream role for Gambit out of current actors, shit, I don't know, man.
That dude from Lost who's now way too old to play him.
Oh, that what Sawyer. The guy that was in the hatch? Oh, Sawyer. That would have been, yeah, hey, moan on me.
Well, because he had a fucking, like, Cajun accent anyway. This was definitely a Southern accent, but I mean, yeah. You know, what the fuck's the difference?
I don't see why. Right. I don't see why you couldn't get. I think, who do I think would make. I think Peter Dinklage would make a good Gambit. You know, just have him running around in a cape. Oh, mon chéri.
Oh, mon chéri. Like, no, I couldn't picture that at all.
Not even a little bit.
The dink. Just fucking. Yeah, with
the dink.
With the stick longer than his body.
Well, I mean, even Gambit's like O-staff thing or whatever is taller than him. But
that's what I'm saying. Well, it'd just be funny to see that. Like, he's running around with
a normal size bow staff just to Peter Dinklage. Yeah. So it's like 6.5 feet tall.
Yeah, he's fighting with it.
So it's like a solid 4 feet taller than him.
He's like climbing the pole and he's like, come here.
Yeah, it was supposed to come out this October, which is kind of surprising because they're just now pulling it from the October 7th, 2016.
2017. How... Oh, yeah, I guess they pushed it to 2017.
Yeah.
So, kind of strange, but I guess it needed more work. I don't know, I'm sad. But I'm sure he'll come back again in 11 years. Get it? Let's see, what else we got? Batman versus Superman will get an R-rated Ultimate Edition, and that leaves people up in arms as to why, but I say, why the fuck not?
No, I think the question is not why the fuck not. The question is, well, then why is this not being released in the theater in the first place, you dumb fucks?
Yeah, so is this going to be once it comes out on Blu-ray, it's going to be rated R, or are they going to release literally two different versions in theaters?
It's going to be a Blu-ray special edition.
Oh, okay.
Like a director's cut, kind of.
Yeah.
So people are just going to wait then. They're like, I'll just wait for the R-rated edition.
Yeah, it's stupid. Like, this is a release this to the theaters. Fuck little kids. They don't need to see this shit. No, don't fuck them.
Yeah, seriously. Literally. Doug, come on, man.
No,
here at the 8-Bit Geek, we do not like what Doug is saying.
We do not support any kind of child sex.
Oh.
But I don't see... Okay, so this just hurts it even more, right? Like, this movie is in such trouble when it comes to the marketing and the message that it's sending. I'm truly scared of it. Like, the pre-sales went up today, and it's tracking to track like 100 to 129 million for its opening weekend, which is well below what the studio expected to make. And I mean, still, that's awesome numbers, but it's nowhere near what the fuck all these other superhero movies are making. And the fact that it's Batman versus Superman, which has never happened before in cinema history. And it's something that everybody wants, but I feel like everybody's still on the fence about. It's kind of shitty. Even I mean, like, I'm a huge Batman fan. I'm still going to go see it, but I'm not as excited as I was when they first announced it. It's just kind of meh. I'm very meh about it.
I mean, understandable, because think about it this way. They're like, by saying the rated R version is going to come out on Blu-ray, they're basically saying, hey, since you can't wait, here's a version of Batman versus Superman. But if you wait even longer, you'll get a better version.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Thomas, for the dollar.
Awesome.
Appreciate
it. Yeah, that came in at some point. I don't know if we have our alerts turned on. We only show over a dollar, but it didn't pop up.
Did he say all W's?
He did, which is funny because we don't have the speech to text turned on because I'm not an idiot.
Well, you can't hurt him for trying.
Yeah. Good job, Thomas. You keep doing your W's. I'll do it.
Last week Huey was streaming and he has his chat turned on, chat to text
Siri.
So I sat in his chat and just W'd the fuck out of him.
That was great. And it was right in his ear holes.
Was he like, fuck you, Doug?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. It was like 5 minutes of W's. It was the funniest thing.
I'm sure he turned that shit right off.
No, he left it on because like right before I left, I was like, oh, I'm so tempted to do it again. And he was like, don't you fucking do it.
He's streaming right now. I should go do it.
Oh, fuck. He's in our stream too.
Oh,
he's
my
a fucking
God.
Doug doing W's.
Oh, we should do it. Let's go see. Hold on. I'm going to go see if he's streaming. Oh, he's not.
No.
Okay. I thought he was. Okay, so Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One got pushed back to 2018, which kind of fucking sucks, man. Really wanted to see it, but at least they have their new lead, right? And it's Ty Sheridan.
Yep.
And you'll know him because he's playing Cyclops in...
That's correct. In the next X-Men movie, yeah.
Apocalypse.
In the X-Men Apocalypse. So that's pretty cool. I think he'll probably be great at it. And I'm sad that we're not going to see this film until 2018.
Yeah. Oh. Speaking of not seeing people until 2018, I got to go, guys. I got to go catch my show.
Okay,
he's
going
to go see a bunch of Ataris playing music.
I'm going to see the band Ataris.
Of course.
From Anderson, Indiana.
Yeah, we get it, man. We get it. All the consoles are coming from Indiana, and they're all going to they're all being shipped in on a truck. And
yeah. It's a big deal because no one's seen an Atari in person since 1988. Super fucking rare.
Yep. Good job, Kevin. You get to see one that's in glass and you get to watch at it, and then you're going to go, oh, fuck, cool. Missed the 8-bit for this.
Yeah, I'm so glad I ditched my friends to see this.
He said, yeah.
Pretty much. I'll see you guys later.
Bye. Have fun.
Bye.
Love you all. Peace. Praise be.
Stop talking and leave. Jesus Christ.
Bye.
We're gonna hang this over his head for a year.
Yeah, forever. And it's even worse. It's now his stupid fucking face is in the top corner of our screen. Stupid little icon.
Oh shit! All right. So what else? What other news do we have here?
Oh shit!
Zombieland 2 is still in the works at Sony, and so that's fun.
If it ever happens.
Do you not care about? Did you not like the Zombieland?
No, I loved Zombieland.
Okay, but are you not? Do you not think that Zombieland 2 would be a good idea?
I don't think, unless they get the people back, the same actors and cast, I think it's gonna do just as bad as the
TV show.
The TV show
that was bad. That was really bad, wasn't it?
Well, I think the problem with the TV show, what it failed from, was that it tried to make them the same characters, and that no. Like
it should have been different characters.
If it had been a whole different cast of characters, then it would have been great.
The opening scene was kick ass.
It definitely had some promise. Yeah. Sorry, Boba Fett just said hello in the chat, and like I got distracted because I love Boba Fett. I love Boba Fett.
That's Boba not Fett. Pee on his arm. That's.
No, it's just melty face.
It's his melty.
It's a melty face Boba Fett. There's a Boba Fett right here, up there on my wall,
and a vagina on his inner arm.
A vagina and a Star Wars vagina on my inner arm. Oh, look at it, meaty.
God, like Arby's.
It's like a fucking roast beef sandwich.
Okay, so see what happens when fucking Kevin leaves.
Yeah, we're already off the rails. It's like Kevin Lee's when you just get to be raunchy.
Yeah, it just turns into two teenage boys watching a porno together, next to each other.
Yeah,
holding hands.
Yeah,
saying, "Are we experimenting or is this real?"
I don't know. Is this real life?
So, Zombieland 2, if it happens, it has to have all the same actors. I hope it does because I enjoyed it. Okay. There's not a lot of movie news out these days, so we're gonna move on to some gaming.
Okay.
There are some new Nintendo NX rumors floating around. I'd like to read off a couple of them, and I think it sounds pretty fucking dope, like really dope. It has a wireless HDMI dongle that attaches flush to the back of the device, and so it's wireless to the TV. You can pull it out and insert it into any display with a normal sized HDMI output. It uses an evolved version of the Wii U streaming tech. Analog controls for movement have small motors in them for full haptic feedback. So if your character hits a wall, the sticks move away from the wall to simulate hitting it. Bluetooth sync. You can answer your phone calls and display text messages. I called that shit. I said this needed to be a phone.
Yeah.
Damn near close to it. If it's real. It's got... See, this is where it confused me a little bit, because it says it in closest in terms to hardware spec of the Xbox One. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense. Hardware specs of the Xbox One, and it uses all the tech from the hardware layout as the PS4 and the Xbox One, so any game can run on it. Was almost zero modification. Even the dev said, a third-party dev said, it's the easiest device that we've ever developed for. You just take your code in, compile it, and it just works. A whole new OS called the Nintendo OS. And very powerful. I mean, it sounds like an awesome fucking system, and one that you take with you, and then when you're at home, you just plug the HDMI dongle into your TV, and away you go.
Just
play.
Yeah.
But it may fall from this. I know what you're getting at. The same pitfalls of Nintendo has
Did you forget who we were talking about?
You know, the same pitfalls of that nobody wants to fucking develop for it. Nobody buys anything for it. But if it is as powerful as an Xbox One, if you are able to take it with you, if it has the same games that you're playing now, if there's a lot of ifs, obviously, but if it's all, I mean, it kind of sounds like a little bit of a cool system that I may purchase, as long as it doesn't cost as much as a VR headset.
That'd be ridiculous. So. Fucking $7.99. Get out of here, Valve.
But
we talk about that today?
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Okay. I don't remember.
So would you buy an NX? Would you?
No.
No? Not even?
No.
Not even a little bit?
No, because you know why?
You don't like Mario?
I don't give two shits about Nintendo.
I still believe in them.
I'm an adult male now. I don't care for child's toys.
You will soon, sir.
Just kidding. I don't fucking love Legos. Let's get the fuck out of here. No, I just... Their stuff has sucked, and with their... Unless they're going to push out more third-party stuff. But even then, man... Well, I've got a PS4 and an Xbox One and a kick-ass laptop.
Yeah.
And I know that my son is soon going to be old enough to play with... He's already grabbing for, like, fucking remotes and phones and shit. It's just a matter of time before he's grabbing for, like, controllers and stuff to play video games. But, like, meh. I'm not going to buy him that shit. Play Tomb Raider, son!
Right? All right. Well,
that's how you parent, right?
That's one way. That's one way to parent.
I don't know.
Okay, so let's see. Gabe Newell fires a Dota 2 host and a production company during a live tournament. This shit is out of control. I love this man. So this guy was being a douche. His name's James. And I guess that he was hosting this event in Shanghai. They were going to get rid of him before this thing, and some Valve people lobbied to bring him back for Shanghai, feeling that he deserved another chance. And fucking Gabe said, that's a mistake. James is an ass, and we won't be working with him again. I guess he was saying things. He was, like, making fun of some of the contestants and being kind of racist a little bit, just unprofessional.
Yeah, they were saying that, it was sometimes openly mocking certain pro players, including off-color humor and language. Yeah. So, yeah, probably being a super douche. Okay. But what I think is ridiculous, though, I don't know if this is, like, the same crowd as the whole, like, Gamergate shit, where it's, like, I don't know, the people that get really butthurt about stuff and then, like, get defensive, but it's, like, but the dude was being a douchebag. Like, he's being a terrible person.
Are you saying, like, he shouldn't have been fired? Like, there's people coming to his aid?
Oh, there's definitely people that are coming to his defense that are like, you should have fired him. Fucking Gabe, piece of shit. Not gay, but Gabe. That's what I said.
Gay Gabe?
Gay Gabe. Well, probably. It's a fucking internet, right? Bunch of terrible people.
Right.
Yeah, there's immediately there was outcry from people that were calling them unprofessional for firing him. But then, Of course, it's, you know, on the flip side, there are people who are like, no, fuck them. Like, fuck them. Fuck the production company. They sucked up this tournament. It's supposed to be pro. It was terrible. Good on Gabe for firing them. Both of them. For him and the production company, because they were doing a terrible job. But again, you just got this, the internet of full of just trolls that live in their mother's basements and, like, bitch about stuff.
I mean, like there's us. There's $3 million on the line. Like, that's, I mean, this is a huge deal. And so it's... You know, you can't don't fuck around with that shit.
Yeah.
And so the production company was fired because of the fact that the stream, I guess, was just shit. It was just dog shit. And yeah. So they couldn't get their act together. They were warned. I'm sure this James 2GD Harding was also warned multiple times. It's not like, you know, I love how people believe that somehow in this magical world we live in, everything happens instantly, and then there's an outrage. I'm sorry, but I'm sure behind the scenes, this guy had a fucking, like, 3 warnings, you know, and it's just like, hey, if this happens again, you're out. And then he just was like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it again, because I'm fucking James. You can't get rid of James. I'm the host.
That's right.
And the ego got in the way, and Gay Gabe said, fuck you.
Probably shouldn't call him that. People get mad. Suddenly, we can't log into Steam anymore. We're like, what the fuck?
Fuck you, Gabe.
It's like, that's your own fault for putting your username. It's the same on everything. We're able to find you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, like people had to, like, lobby to get him to be the host. So obviously, they'd already had issues with him. So, like, why not be the most professional person you can fucking be?
Mm hmm. They were already looking to fire him. So,
yep.
Here's some news that was not surprising. The PlayStation TV is being discontinued in Japan, which I don't understand why it's not being discontinued in the U.S., seeing that it's selling for $19.99 right now at GameStop. Here's the biggest problem.
What is this?
The PlayStation TV.
What is it?
Essentially, it's a streaming device where you can stream your PS4 over to it. You can download
To another TV.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. I have it in my office.
Oh shit!
And so,
wait, how much is it?
$20. You can get it for.
I'm just gonna Amazon real quick. Just keep talking.
So essentially, if you don't know what this device is, it is a media device where you can download and play all the PSP titles. And then you can stream it over to, you can stream your PS4 over to any TV or any monitor in your house. And that's what I have it. And I have it in my office in case someone's watching the TV and I want to play a PS4 game. I'll just stream it into my office. So they are discontinuing it after poor sales.
Mm-hmm.
But in the U.S., I don't get it. Like, why keep it? I think what the shortcoming of this was not it. They had a foothold. They had some leverage. They could have built this thing out a lot better. Instead, they used the PSP UI, which sucks. It's workable, but it kind of stinks. And they didn't, like, they could have added things like Plex and YouTube, and they could have added Netflix, and they could have added, and this thing could have been a fucking beast for $99.
That's why I was asking what it included, but, because I was like, well, I already have a stream. My TV is a smart TV.
Right.
I've got the PS4. I've got the Xbox One. I've got the Roku.
Right.
Like, I don't need other things to watch Netflix on. But the fact that you can stream your PS4 games to another TV, that's legit.
Yeah, and you can sync your PS4 controller or PS3 controller to it and control it directly with no lag. And so it's pretty incredible for what it does. And the only other downside to it is that it only streams in 720p.
Oh, well, what the fuck's the point? I'm just kidding.
Like I said, I used it whenever the TV wasn't available. But I if you're going to discontinue it, just fucking discontinue it. Like, if it's not available in Japan anymore, get the fuck out of the U.S. too.
Yeah.
All right, so does this interest you at all? Do you like the Battlefield stuff? I know it's just me and you, so I don't know if there's any point talking about that.
The most exciting thing, okay, I don't particularly care for it. I haven't really played any of the other stuff for, like, Hardline. I did that beta for that. I do like Battlefront, which is similar, but I'm excited for this one because fucking World War One. Let's take it back.
Yeah, looks like World War One and Two and Three are all getting revived. Well, not Three, but One and Two are getting pretty heavily revived. There's a Kickstarter for a World War II game. Now we're seeing Battlefront 5 listed by a retailer as a multiple tactical shooter set in World War One. So we may be going back, people, to the Congo jungles in Vietnam for World War One, right? Am I right? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, sorry. We'll be going to Japan for World War One. Okay, no, okay. We'll be going to Austria.
Eh, close enough. Okay. I don't fucking care anymore. I don't remember. Man, we're going somewhere.
We're going around the world. I mean, it's called World War One, so we could just pick anywhere.
Yeah,
there was a battle happening somewhere.
I'm sure we were involved somewhere.
So,
this is U.S. history, ladies and gentlemen.
By the 8th,
we're excited to go back, but we don't know where the fuck we're going.
Tune in next week. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk geography.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So this, if it's not announced yet, but I'm sure it will be by E3, and we'll get to see some trailers and stuff. I'm excited about it. I'll go back. Although it's gonna be tough to pull me away from The Division.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to get through Tomb Raider as fast as I can, because goddamn it, The Division next week.
That's what I'm trying to do too. I am desperately like more Tomb Raider. I'm almost at the end.
I'm not.
You're getting there. You'll get there. It's not that long of a game.
Yeah, but I'm doing everything.
Yeah. Okay, it is that long of a game.
I'm going to play when we're done.
Did you input the no close Laura code?
No.
Oh, okay.
I should, though. But I can't because I'm streaming.
Let's see. Alan Wake, it might get a sequel. It's the trademark filing for it. So that's fun if you like that shit. I liked Alan Wake. Did you play it? Did you? No?
No.
You should. It's
good. Well, I was gonna, like, okay.
Oh, no.
One of my buddy Caleb comes over and he would play it all the time. And like, cause he will play the scary games, but you know me, I can't do it, but I'll watch.
I played through it, and I at one point, because it has to deal with a lot of fucking like haunted shit, right? Demon, like dark shadows and demons and shit. So I was playing it, and I got about maybe 7 hours in, and I'm like fucking starting to see shadows in my house, and I'm just like. I'm just like, nope. And you know, like
this shit.
You know how you just see something out of your corner of your eye and it just spooks you, and it's just like, nope, fuck you. I'm not I'm not doing it. So I would only play if somebody was in the house, and it terrified me.
Yeah, I can't do scary games, and like there's parts like I'm playing like Tomb Raider. Like I love the first game. I'm loving the second one, but there's times you walk into a cave and it's just pitch black, and I'm just like, I do not care for this.
This is unsettling.
Which is what I say when I'm streaming to the people that are watching. I go, not a fan of this. Like, yeah. I'm not feeling this at all.
And then you just hear like footsteps walking behind you, and you're like, I don't want to turn around.
I can't do it. I can't do it. But like, yeah, my buddy Caleb would come over and he would play all the time. And we did a couple of different games, like the Silent Hill games and stuff like that too. Like I love watching them. I love scary movies and stuff, but I can't fucking do it. I know one day I'm gonna die in either a car accident, because it's just fate, or a heart attack. I know it, and so I don't want to be the fault of my own heart attack. It would be me scaring myself to death playing a video game. I'm not the healthiest guy. I mean, I'm trying real hard, right? But right. I mean, I'd rather die in a car accident.
I love that shit.
Like, I'd rather just be like instant death in a car accident than like me screaming in pain on my couch while I'm being scared to shitless. I'd poop myself. And I'm peeing myself. And I'm vomiting.
If I had a choice, I'm gonna go with that. I want to see that. Live on a stream.
Oh shit, someone call 911.
now. No, just let it ride for a minute. He'll be fine.
Oh, he's fine. He's just faking it.
He's a pussy.
He's fine. He'll be fine. 12 hours later.
Doug, you gonna finish this game or what?
Holy shit, man, we've been here all night.
Get up off the floor already, man. Doug?
Oh, they got dark. Well, why is this the second week in a row we've gotten really dark right at the end of the show?
Doug? Oh, shit. All right, well, I guess that's the show, man. We don't have anything else. Any questions from the fans on the stream?
Well, you know, Ryan's like, hell yeah, Alan Wake, Scary Games are the best. Heart, Alien Isolation. I don't know. Odin's missing I-1 to let us know that World War One was started by a crazy... Yeah. We know Franz Ferdinand.
We don't need fucking facts. We know the facts.
We know.
Yeah, World War One was created because of the fact that there was a drought in South Africa and they couldn't get tea over there fast enough from England. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Right.
Jesus. Anywho. That's our show for the week. I hope you enjoyed it. Come back next week where we'll return full force with the three-headed tripod. Right?
No.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Kevin, and I'm too cool for this show. I've got to go see the Ataris.
What do you think he does, like, in those crowds? Like, I can only imagine...
Sweats on everyone.
I can only imagine, okay, since we're 90, products of 90s pop punk, you know, who's in that crowd? Like 40-year-olds, 30-year-olds?
Yeah, probably a bunch of 30-year-olds.
How do we get down nowadays? Like before we jump around and shit, but our knees are getting bad.
Yeah, I mean, there's still like some lanky-ass motherfuckers that are like still like throwing down and trying to start like circle pits and all that shit. And I don't know, what do people do at pop punk shows? But like,
honestly,
yeah, but I think for the most part, people probably just do this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure now that they just probably put lots of tables in and everyone just kind of sits down and enjoys a little like cake or something, because I know if you stand longer than an hour your back starts hurting. You just probably just sit down and it's just like, hey, can I get a
yeah, we were watching, I was over at Ezio and they had I don't know if it was VH1 or MTV or what, but they had like one of the Foo Fighter concert, you know, that you can watch on TV. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge arena packed full of people and they're all standing up like just rows and rows and rows and rows and rows deep of people standing, and then there's some people just fucking like sitting kind of behind the stage, sitting in the seats. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, those are the seats I want. You're guaranteed to see it. The sound's just as good as if you're probably better than if you're standing 50 feet back, 50 people back, you know, and then being pushed around. Like, no, fuck that. I'm gonna sit down and enjoy the show.
I agree with you, because I went to a concert last year. And it was like, you know, I felt like the old one, because there's like all these young kids and I'm in the middle of this crowd and everyone's fucking jumping and shit. And I'm like jumping, having a good time. Man, those shows aren't fucking short, okay? It's like 2.5-3 hours on your feet. Yep. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, I've got to stretch my back. It hurts so bad. And then when I finally got out into my car and I sat down, I was like, I just want to fucking take a nap. I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Getting old sucks.
Yeah, we went and saw Muse a couple of years ago, like 2 years ago maybe. When was that? But it didn't matter. But our seats were like so like way up, like top at American Airlines Center. Like we're like way up, and it was awesome because like we're kind of at the side, looking straight down on the stage, so we could fucking see everything, and the sound was phenomenal. And that, I don't know if you've seen anything in American Airlines Center. It's fucking great no matter where you are. And like we were close to the screen, so we could see the screens and everything. And like again, we're looking down on the. It was great, mm-hmm. And we were sitting the whole time, because I could sit there and look down, yeah. Even though there's people in the rows. It's that nosebleedy kind of section. It was like I'm looking right over. I can't. I mean, it was great.
Yeah, I would rather sit down at a concert nowadays than stand. Yeah. That's why I enjoy like JEXA Energy here in Dallas, because it's all fucking seats. It's just like, well, I need to take a breather here. I'm just going to sit down.
Yeah. Katie and I went to a concert a couple years ago, Walk the Moon. Mm-hmm. and oh man, there's so, it was such a fun show. And this was, man, this was, I mean, it was before we were like even engaged. So this is 3 years ago, maybe, yeah. And like, we're about the same age as everyone there, but it was like, man, like you guys are about my age, but you're also probably a little bit younger and probably a little more fit. But I mean, like, that just, this is too much standing. There's like three bands before them, and it's all like that kind of like indie pop music. So it's like a lot of like, you know, you kind of want to just dance to it. Uh-huh. But it was just like, it's a little too much.
I could use a bottled water. Yeah. I could use a cot. Yeah. I could use a cot or maybe a pillow.
Was that trees? Mm-hmm. There were times I was like, man, I'm going to go upstairs to the bar and just sit down. But then I was like, but I'm going to be close for when the band comes out. It's fun.
It's kind of the trade-off, right?
Yeah.
You want to see the band, but because you paid to be there. But then again, sitting on your tush feels really nice.
Yeah. To just listen to music. I mean, that's why I ended up buying a record player. To be one of those douchebags who's like, oh, you got to listen. It's so warm and full on a record player. I just want to experience the music as it was meant to be heard. But, I mean, then...
And then it just sits there.
I listened to Weezer this weekend while I was cleaning my office.
That's good.
Put that blue album on. It was awesome.
All right. Well, I guess we'll let these people go.
Yeah, so they're talking shit about your Niners thing in the background.
What's wrong with that?
And they're not talking about us in the concert anymore. They're just like, Jared, you gotta remind me to buy a new couch pillow. That Niners pillow is so gross. Right? Jared does have an ugly-ass Niners pillow.
fucking donate to get me a new pillow, bastards. Oh,
there's a donate button down below. Be like Thomas, donate a dollar. It won't show up, I don't think.
I'll get a geeky one. Somebody buy me one. I'll get a geeky one.
All right,
folks, have a wonderful evening. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be gaming soon. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
And until next time. The taco truck is leaving the building.
What?
Every popular podcast has a goddamn like catchphrase at the end.
Yeah, I know. Like my brother and me is kiss your dad square on the lips.
Yeah,
and then like Sawbones is don't drill a hole in your head. We need one.
And then cheap ass gamer is bread's done, and then the Nerdist podcast is. What the fuck is that? Enjoy your burrito. I'm just trying new things every week.
All right, we'll find one.
Dip the beard.